The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Welcome to the show, the first show of March. And the nice thing about flipping that calendar page is you're one day closer to your next vacation.
That's a good way of putting
yes.
it. Yes.
Rose Gray, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, what a concept date. I kind of blew my mind there a minute.
You know what we do? We've talked about this before. A lot of the benefit of having a trip planned is the anticipation and the countdown and the looking forward to that trip. So when we get within a 2-week span of our trip, we have a little thing that we change every day. 10 days till we go, 11 or 9 days till we go, and we count down every day because it's exciting and we're almost there, right?
Exactly. And that is what we talk about on this show, ways that we can make that dream or that vacation or the memories you hope to make a reality. And so we actually have people working right now. 866-GO-FOX-GO. This is not going to be forever. This is a seasonal situation at Fox World Travel. January, February, March, and sometimes into April, depending on when Easter is. Our offices are open and our phones are manned from 9 to noon on Saturdays. And so if you hear something that delights you and tickles your travel fancy, that's the opportunity for you to give them a call. We also want to mention that if you text in, oh, if you listened in last week, you heard us talking about this exciting new Tanzania trip.
Yes.
And you also heard that we're going to have a show on Monday, the 3rd, at SIP Milwaukee, which is in Mequon. As I guessed might be happening, that those spaces have been taken quickly, and so there is a wait list right now. And so if you are still interested in learning more about the Tanzania 2025 trip, text FWT, as in Fox World Travel, capital F, capital W, capital T, will assure you that you're not getting a spell correction,
right,
and you'll get the information. Now, it'll show that it's waitlisted, so if you want to go be on the waitlist to get to the show, let's do that. Then it also gives you all of the information about that Tanzania trip. I will tell you this, we're close to, so close to that trip being sold out that we're really going to be having to offer more things at that show as well.
Okay. I mean, maybe because you've got somebody coming in from Africa, right?
Somebody's flying in from L.A. who works for African Travel.
Gotcha.
His name is Rocky. I have never met him. I've only met the president of African Travel.
Ooh.
Many of you know that I have traveled to South Africa with African Travel a number of times, and I will be doing a sold-out Kenya this year with African Travel. I love them. They are my go-to. I love everything they stand for. I love the sustainability of their travel and so many more things. So we'd love for you to be able to hear more about it. Sadly, that event is sold out. We will probably be doing more, but when, we don't know. However, we have heard from some people that they're saying, if the trip is not available, I'm not interested in coming, or we know things happen in life. So we do get people who cancel, and we do reach out based on the wait list in the order in which we received your wait list.
All right. FWT to 855-616-1620. The same line that you can text in any questions about travel that you have. You can call in with any questions that you have. We are going to take our first break, but we're here for the whole hour. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose Gray, a little Africa playing in the background. Thank you, Nate, for doing that. Nate's in the producer's booth. If you want to give us a call, 855-616-1620. So here's what amazes me, Rose. We do this show every Saturday. So we did it last Saturday at 9 a.m. At 10 o'clock, we left. You left the country, and now you're back doing the show again.
Exactly.
So tell us what happened.
Yeah, so what I did the show Saturday, and then I proceeded to Chicago, where I overnighted, and then I took a lovely nonstop United flight at 8:50 a.m. Sunday morning to the relatively new airport of Tulum.
Okay.
And that's been open for a while, not real long, but I think we forget about it, especially being in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin market, because we're so blessed with Apple Leisure Group's nonstop charter flights
yes.
that go to the likes of Cancun, which serves Riviera Maya. For those who are unfamiliar, Cancun 50 plus years ago was a jungle. And the government of Mexico went in there and just razed that whole area and made it into a resort area. And we call the city of Cancun the strip. It's kind of like Las Vegas.
Sure.
It's like one on yep. top the other, on top the other. And I shouldn't say on top. There's gaps in between them. But it's on a lovely beach area and so on. Then they realized that they needed more development. And so the government started moving south. And so you go into the Riviera Maya. Now these resorts are more spread out and therefore very conducive to all-inclusives because you're not going to get in a cab and go to a restaurant. You're going to eat your three meals a day plus snacks, et cetera, yeah, yeah. at that resort. And so those got bigger and more sprawling and more wonderful. And then they had to continue development, so they continued going south. And then they were in Akumal, and then they were in Tulum. And so now when you were flying into the Cancun airport, you could have had a two-hour-plus drive to get to your resort in the southern part of the Riviera Maya. The government said, how about we build an airport, which they did. And it was just like everything, not just in Mexico, but I think in the world, it was delayed by certain things, including
yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
And then it opened. And so because I hadn't been, we started looking. So how do you get there? Well, American and United originally offered nonstop flights. American pulled out of that market on the nonstops. So out of Chicago, you can fly currently 5 days a week. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they don't have service, but you can fly 5 days a week. So I went on a Sunday and I returned on a Thursday. The airfare was delightfully low. And then what I did is I looked to find a resort that made sense because I'm not going to now go 2 hours north to get up into the Puerto Morales or north area or go all the way up to Cancun. I find a resort that is actually listed as a Tulum airport.
Sure.
I had four or five to choose from. There's a Secrets in Akumal and a Secrets in Tulum, but I've been to Secrets, many different Secrets. And so I thought, let's give the Hilton a try.
Okay.
It was a lovely resort, sprawling, huge. Interestingly enough, one of the things I look for when I'm looking at all-inclusive properties is diversity in regard to the landscape and the pool layout. Every pool at this place was identical. It was kind of.
And you said there were a lot of them.
Like 12?
12 pools all look exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So it was a little weird. Some of them were designated as adult only, and some of them were the activity pools. So
okay.
if you wanted pumping music and lots of partying going on, you'd go to that pool. If you wanted to read your book, you'd go over to the adult side that what didn't have the blasting music, whatever you chose. So I'm here to tell you, our travel advisors will hear from me on Monday about how amazing this was by in the form of the report that I will give them all. And don't be surprised if, as you start planning your Cancun vacation, they say, should we look at Tulum? And they will know when it makes sense to look at Tulum, because right now the Cancun airport, and it is busy season, folks. It's
right.
busy season. It has been very, very busy. It's to the point where it is turning people off.
Okay.
You walk off that plane and you see, as Dayton described it when we were talking about this off air, the sea of people, that the lines that you have to navigate to get through immigration and customs has been kind of crazy. I did talk to some people when I was in Cancun in November of this year, and it's just like everything else, staffing. They
sure,
can't get
sure.
people to work the immigration and the customs.
So how does my vacation differ if I go to Cancun versus Tulum? What's going to be the notable difference?
I think it's going to be it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you to get to a town. So one day, I wanted to get into Tulum itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a $40 cab ride
okay.
to get into Tulum. So if you're just going to do a 4 day and you're one of those people who say, I don't really need to see a Mexican village. I'm just going to stay here. You are going to have a lovely highway. You're going to have a nonstop transfer from the airport. You are going to start your vacation on a relaxed mode because from touchdown to me being in the transfer, meaning I went through immigration, I got my bags, I went through customs, 40 minutes.
Wow.
Total.
Wow. Yeah. Compared to 2 or 3 hours at Cancun sometimes when it's
right now.
Busy. Yep. Okay.
So, and again, your advisors are going to know what geographically makes sense for you. So if they offer you Tulum, it's not because they don't like Cancun Airport or they don't want you to go to Cancun Airport. They want you to start your vacation out on a good note.
All right. 855-616-1620 if you have questions or you want to talk travel. I see Steve is on the line from West Allis. Hopefully he can hold on because we need to take a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Sunny, breezy, a high of 28 today. It's 20 currently in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray talking travel with you. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. And Steve's been so patient in West Allis there. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question, Steve?
So my wife and I are taking a cruise in October from Venice to Barcelona, and we're going up couple of days early, just wondering how to maybe find some kind of place to set up, like excursion, like in Venice, and then on the tail end we're staying an extra day in Barcelona. Just things to do, like those two things. And I've also heard just the dress code in Europe. I mean, what's kind of like the current acceptable dress code in Europe? You know, because we're used to wearing t-shirts when we go somewhere, and you know it's warm. You know, and I heard that's kind of a no-no over there.
Yeah, let's address that one first. It's in my opinion, Steve, what you're trying to avoid is looking like an American tourist because
cargo shorts and a tank top.
Exactly, because I don't want you to be a target, if you will. So I don't think it's so much about getting into a proper restaurant or something of that nature. But I think you'll find, is this your first trip to Europe? I should ask.
It is actually our 32nd anniversary.
Fabulous. So you'll see that Europeans just generally dress up more than Americans in general. And so with the slappy flip-flops and the cargo shorts, as Dayton said, you just don't see that as much. You might see that in the resort towns, but when you are going into the cities, you're seeing people dress for the city. Even if they're just walking around and shopping and that kind of thing, they're a little bit more dressed. So you're going at a good time where it's not going to be stifling hot. So, you know, you may think of a collared shirt rather than a t-shirt, or you may think of even joggers are not completely unheard of there. It's the cargo pants and the baggy sloppiness, I think, that is kind of setting you apart from the others. Now, I will tell you this before we begin. If you've already got the trip booked, you should not hesitate to still reach out to Fox World Travel to help you with some of those details that you need assistance with. Because you certainly can't.
We're booked through Norwegian.
Okay. So they will help you, but they, if you look at what their pre and post hotels are and what the costs are for them, sometimes you can do better by just going ahead and doing it on your own.
Yeah, we already did that.
But what you may be surprised by is we can still help you with transportation. We can help you with hotels. We can help you with excursions. We can help you with sightseeing, that kind of a thing. Now, in Venice, of course, the Rialto Bridge is probably going to be one of the things that everybody is going to want you to see. There are two fabulous islands, Murano and Burano. One is known for glassmaking and one is known for something else. Anyway, so if you want to go see glass making and that kind of a thing, there are island trips that you can set up. One of the companies that we would use at Fox World Travel would be Viator. And for the most part, if you're staying at a pretty well-known hotel, they will come and get you. And if they won't pick you up at the hotel, like you're staying in a hostel or something that they can't, they will give you a central area where you can stay. In Barcelona, of course, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be seeing the Las Ramblas, which is the big, wonderful street that is a boulevard sort of like thing. That's where all the shops are. That's where the many, many, many little sidewalk cafes where you stop for some sangria and some tapas and that kind of thing. Great. There's great shopping there. There's great dining there, Barcelona. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we've got the hotels already. We kind of did it on our own and just were able to find two reasonable hotels, one in Barcelona and one in Venice. So and we're just kind of looking at, since we're going to...
They're pretty centrally located.
Yeah, we kind of did it. We looked around and we looked at recommended areas. And I know in Venice, San Marcos was recommended, but not recommended because of the... It might be too touristy and too busy, you know, but then you kind of miss some of the flavor of the city.
That's true. That's very true. So, yep. And then as you were looking into Venice, were they talking to you at all about the tax that you now pay to get into Venice?
No, they didn't. That's one thing we're kind of wondering. Just we're kind of planning. We've got the hotels, like say, and the cruise and everything, and we're starting to plan our excursions through the cruise line because it's an 11-day cruise. So, but we're going 2 days early and we wanted to celebrate our anniversary in Venice, and I wanted to find something special to do and see, and just wasn't sure how to approach it.
Yeah, so there is, starting in 2025, there is going to be a new tourist tax imposed because Venice is trying to limit the number of what they call day trippers coming into Venice, which is an island, and staying the day and then not spending any money on a hotel. And so you may want to take a look and do a little bit more investigating about how you pay the tourist tax.
Okay, I didn't know that. So that's definitely good.
That's why you work with the travel professionals.
Trying to figure everything out. I was with you guys.
I was going to say, we do appreciate you listening. We do need to get to the news, but thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in. And it sounds like you're going to have a good trip. Enjoy that. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
All the music does make you want to go on vacation, doesn't it, Rose?
This sounds like Venice.
Yeah.
Good job, Nate. Sounds like
Nate
Venice.
Nate is in there for Isaac this week. I'm Dayton Kane. Rose Gray taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Happens every time this time of year. When will the 2026 group trips be announced, Rose?
If only I could look into my crystal ball and answer that question. I will tell you this. With the Tanzania 2025 trip selling as quickly as it did, I can tell you that 2026 is going to have several more Africa travel trips.
Okay.
And I can let you know that. We are debating about how to release these because we want to do it in a thoughtful way so that you can see all of your choices at once. And yet it's a difficult task because each one of our travel partners has a different method for us to create these groups and sign the contracts and those kinds of things.
So they're not all happening at the exact same moment. So.
Exactly. And right. So I hate when people don't get to see everything we have to offer. However, if you end up seeing something you like, you know what my theory has been about that kind of thing all along. Book it.
Right.
Book it now. I want to give some people some information about 2025 travel. We've still got group space on a couple of trips that is kind of surprising to me that we've got seats left, one of which is our Ireland trip, which is May 9th to May 17th. That's coming up soon, I realize. But if you don't have anything on the books right now, as we said at the very beginning of the show, you want to get something on the books. This Ireland adventure's got everything you could possibly want. Take a look at that. I also want to remind people we still have some space left on Brews and Views, which is the Oktoberfest with Germany and Austria. Oh, yeah. That trip is also amazing. That's not until September, so you've got a little bit more time. But we've got tables at the actual tents at Oktoberfest, which to me is mind-blowing because I've done it the other way, where I didn't have a reservation. I didn't have a table. I didn't have a tent. And I was younger then and maybe more resilient, but it's not the way I want to go back. I want to go back with reservations and have a better experience. So all of our 2025s that still have availability on them are listed on our website at foxworldtravel.com. You go to vacation travel, you go to group travel, you go to Fox Group Vacations, and there you will find everything that you need to know about what's still happening for 25, what we still got space on, and then also you can find information when you do group travel, which just is group travel. Like, I want to do my own group type trip, and how can Fox World Travel assist me with that? You'll see Destination Weddings is on there as well, and I had this quick little story. We had the most interesting situation happen. We booked our team and Destination Weddings booked a wedding party, And one of the family members of this 50-plus group said, I think I can find this cheaper online. And the bride said, oh, I wish you would book within our group. We'd all be together then and in the same part of the hotel. And that. And they said, no, we're going to do it ourselves. Well, interestingly enough, there are many resort areas in the Riviera Maya Cancun that have similar names. So, for example, there's a Hard Rock Riviera and there's a Hard Rock Cancun.
Sure.
Well, that is not the actual hotel. I won't blow this person's cover, but they booked at the wrong hotel. And they didn't realize it until much closer to the departure of the wedding. And now the resort where the wedding is happening is sold out.
Oh, yeah, man.
So there are reasons to do working with a professional. You know, I was listening to Abby as I was driving in today from Abby Holmes, and she said something that is very, very realistic in my world of travel as well. You were talking about some HVAC and something that she wasn't familiar with and said, you know, that we don't handle that.
Yep.
And so if you ever called and asked us for something we didn't handle, we would tell you at Fox. But she also said, as you were talking about, well, what are some things that homeowners could fix themselves? She said, we're finding out that people are not do-it-yourselfers as much anymore.
Right.
We're finding that in the travel industry as well. They don't have time. They don't have the expertise. Why would you risk a valuable thing like your vacation dollars and your vacation time by doing it yourself when there might be a chance that something could go wrong?
Exactly. Yeah. You guys know what's going on. You're an expert. That's why you are there. All right, let's go to the phones. We do have a call at 855-616-1620. Debbie in Milwaukee, good morning. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Good morning. I was wondering, Rose, if you could tell me what you know about travel to Guatemala.
Sure. Meaning, how would one get there, or what's there to do there, or how safe it is?
I was curious, I guess, as to whether you actually book vacation trips there. But, like, I'm wondering about safety and accessibility and, you know.
Yeah, so it is accessible for sure. One thing I tell everybody when you're going to any country, but especially Latin American countries or a country that maybe you've heard some stories about, check out travel.state.gov, and there is a section there where you can actually look to see if there are any State Department warnings or what our government is saying about U.S. citizens traveling to that destination. Guatemala.
Okay, I'm sorry. Travel.state.gov?
Yep, travel.state.gov. That's not only where you can get all the information that you need for information about State Department warnings or travel or those kinds of things. That's where you also find all of your information about passports, renewals, etc. You'll also see, Debbie, on that site, something that says STEP program. And that is where you register for the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So if I was planning a trip to Guatemala, once I had my trip planned to Guatemala, I would make sure that I registered so that in the unlikely event that something happened and the government of the United States wanted me to leave there, they would be sending me a notice saying, get out of there, kind of a thing. Guatemala is a lovely a Latin American country that has a fair amount of English-speaking people. The city of Guatemala City is the largest city there, and that's where, you know, the government and that kind of thing. There are resorts that are out in the rural areas, and I will tell you that, to my knowledge, there are not all-inclusive resorts in Guatemala. If somebody knows something that I don't know, please text in or call in and say, nope, I've stayed at an all-inclusive resort. But that is probably one of the reasons that we don't send more people there, because we do know that people love all-inclusive resorts.
Okay. So when that website tells you about travel there, they rate it 1, 2, 4?
Yep, that's correct.
And so one is the best?
One is perfect.
What?
Like, go there without any hesitation, and then you're going to see like the next level, like green and yellow and red and black is the way we kind of look at it. As same kind of flags that you see on the beaches telling you whether the water is safe to go in is kind of the same kind of concept they use to tell you whether or not you should be going. And it oftentimes will say travel with caution, but I would say almost everywhere I would send somebody, I would tell them to travel with caution. So, yep.
Yeah, in today's world.
So what about Antigua?
Antigua is completely different. Now, that's going to be a Caribbean destination that's going to be...
No, it's in Guatemala.
Oh, I thought you meant the island of Antigua. Sorry.
It must be a city.
Yes. As far as I know, that should be perfectly safe. Sometimes if you look on that website, they're going to break it down for you and give you regions. Guatemala probably isn't big enough for it to break it down to regions, so it's probably going to be one blanket destination for that area. That's going to be a little bit more of a resort area. That's probably going to have... it's not as big as Guatemala City, but it is definitely, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Costa Rica, in that there's probably going to be some zip lining opportunities there. There's going to be some, volcano action probably in that area. That kind of thing. So, yeah, that's more of a resort town. And also, please know that they really do love, they really are very English speaking there. It's very common for them to speak English.
Okay. And then is it necessary to have a satellite phone when you travel like that, or would our cell phones work?
Well, if you go to your cell phone provider and tell them you need an international plan, they will give you an international plan for that time frame that you're out of the country.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Awesome. Well, Debbie, thank you for calling in. Good luck with your trip. Sounds like you got all the info you need. We need to take a break. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, it gets posted at foxworldtravel.com a little bit early in the week, like Monday or Tuesday. It should be up there for you. Dayton Kane here with
Unless
Rose
Unless we're super,
Gray.
Super busy.
Unless you're super busy. Let's go to the phones here, 855-616-1620. Dick in Wautoma, good morning. What's your question?
I have traveled the world, and I'm looking to... I want to know whether or not Rose has any... I'm going back to Africa for the eighth time in July to Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. But countries I haven't been to yet are like Mozambique, Lesotho, Swaziland, Madagascar, and I want to go to the Seychelles. I'm wondering if Rose has anything that... would go to those parts of the world. I've been to 120 countries, and I still have more to see.
Oh, definitely. And I absolutely love the idea that you want to go to Madagascar and the Seychelles. Now, those have become kind of an up-and-coming tourist destination where they weren't for a really long time. And so you
and I'm aware of that, and I'm so excited. I went to Africa on my own in 1974. I started out in Cape Town and worked my way up the entire east coast of Africa, where it was still apartheid, and went to Rhodesia, which was white ruled and all that, and I ended up in Egypt. But I did that on my own, and when I was 30 years old. Now I'm gonna be 81 by the time I want to keep traveling. I think Africa, it's something in the air, and you see the animals, and they walk through the lodges, elephants in Botswana. It's just fantastic. So I'm going back there on July with Odyssey Unlimited, but they didn't have anything going to those countries that I mentioned.
So we belong to a consortium that I've referenced on air a couple times called Signature Travel Network. And within that membership, we have a number of companies that are vetted and that are on our preferred list that offer all of the destinations that you've mentioned, among them being African travel. What's that?
Where do I go to get that?
What you do is you call one of our advisors, and then they will help you.
Okay.
So you've got a couple options here. 866-GO-FOX-GO. and tell them that you're looking for Africa. They'll put you in touch with one of our African specialists. A really easy way to do it is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. And when you go to the vacation tab in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little golden rod rectangle that says contact us. And when you do that, give us as much information as you can. We have managers that sort those inquiries daily, and then they will get that information to the right person.
Well, I tell you, I just love travel. You learn so much. And, you know, being in Africa when there was still apartheid, I mean, that was difficult. But, you know, I've seen so much. And I want to keep traveling. I'm going to be 81 by the time I go to Africa this summer.
All right, Dick, we do need to take a break. Enjoy your trip, buddy. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Hate to cut you off, but we do have to go to a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. One more segment coming up.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Our final segment, we appreciate you joining us on this first day of March. It is almost spring break time where we get to go get away from this cold and
it's true.
Wisconsin weather. All right, let's wrap it up here. We do have another text. It says, hi, Rose, we are headed to Scotland in May. Can you explain the UK ETA process and requirement? Thank you.
I can. So ETIAS is European Travel Information and Authorization System. And so it is a digital entry requirement for UK for people who are entering the UK. I've done mine for the Gene Miller trip, which is happening in June. It's easy to do. It lasts for a really long time, like a couple of years, and it's attached to your passport. Now, the question came up, what happens if my passport expires? Yep, you got to get another one because it absolutely positively is tied to your passport. You want to make sure that the ETA, the travel authorization that you are getting, is legitimate, that you're not going through a company, because when you Google it, there's a whole bunch of them on there. Make sure that you're getting the real deal from the government. And as long as you give them the date that you're traveling and you meet all the requirements, you can get it. I did it online, and it took me no time. In 30 seconds, I got authorization that they had received it, and 30 more seconds, they accepted and approved me.
Wow,
so
that is quick.
It didn't take very long at all. So you can read more about it. If you booked with one of our travel advisors, they will absolutely give you the information. We can't do it for you legally, but we can absolutely tell you anything. And when it comes to the new authorizations we're going to need to go to Europe, which is supposed to be coming in the middle of 2025, we will assist you with that as well. We are never going to leave you out in the cold when there are new requirements for entry into a country.
So when I'm going in October to Italy,
if you need
I'll know what I need to have.
You'll know when you need to do it.
Because I work through what? A travel
a
professional?
A travel professional.
That knows what they're doing? Okay. So that's what this is all about. Let's wrap it up here by telling everybody, besides these wonderful group trips that we're doing, and we'll be announcing more for 2026 in the next few weeks, I'm guessing. Besides those, what else can Fox World Travel do?
Any kind of individual travel that you can imagine. You know, sometimes people do, as Abby said on the previous show, are tired of doing it themselves. Do you color your own hair? Do you do your own taxes? Do you change your own oil? You use professionals for those services. Of course, you should be using a professional for your travel needs. And that is what we can do. You'll also realize now that we're diversifying a little bit in that when you call 866-GO-FOX-GO, which, by the way, we're open until noon today, you have an option to press number 2. Cruises are coming back into their own so quickly. Now, we've got river cruise experts and we've got big ship cruise experts. We've got ocean cruise experts. But if you hit number 2, you're going to be directed to one of those advisors that specializes in cruising. But we love the fact that you have the opportunity to hit plan your trip. People say all the time, well, I felt embarrassed because I booked the cruise, but now I need help with pre-nights, post-nights, excursions, transfers. We will help you with that. That is what we are there for. And so why would you risk your valuable vacation time and your valuable vacation money by doing it on your own?
For me, I'm just afraid to trust anything online anymore. you know, besides a an actual travel advisor or travel agency that I know. Like, there's so many websites out there that are just trying to capture your information, and they're not real. That's what scares
me. They're not real. And yeah. Fox is real, and not only are we real, we've been around since 1960. That's how long we really have been real.
Right.
And so we want you to work with a travel professional. And once you do, I think you'll never go back. You'll never go back to doing your own work.
We don't.
There you go.
All right. I won't be here next week. I'll be in Vegas, but Libby Collins will be filling in.
And I will be here, and I'm not going anywhere until late in the afternoon on the 15th of March. So you got me a couple more weeks.
All right. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.